Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominican.
That's Empire State of Mind from right here in New York. It's a cut from Blueprint 3, the 11th studio album from rapper Jay-Z, which was rushed to stores yesterday after being leaked online. Forbes estimates that Jay-Z, the rapper behind such classic hip-hop songs as Dirt Off Your Shoulder and Hard Knock Life, rakes in about $82 million a year. Granted, a lot of that has to do with his former day job as CEO over at Def Jam and, of course, is the owner of the New Jersey Nets NBA team. But mostly the world knows Jay-Z as a hit maker and record seller. Well, joining us now is David Wall Rice, diehard Jay-Z fan, professor of psychology at Morehouse College. David is author of the book, I Ain't No Joke, Identity Negotiations Through the Narratives of Hip Hop. Welcome back to the show, David.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
So, Identity Negotiations Through the Narratives of Hip Hop lyricism. What's the narrative of Jay-Z's lyricism? He was talking about on Empire State of Mind. He talks about, I know we're facing a recession, but the music y'all are making are going to make it the Great Depression. It's one of my favorite lines he's come out with in years. What's the narrative in his lyricism, do you think?
Right. Well, that's death of autotunes. And I think that the narrative that Jay-Z provides is really it's a snapshot of the American dream. I think that, in writing the text that I'm currently working on, the interesting thing is to look at hip-hop music largely as Ralph Ellison's ultimate invisible man. Oftentimes, the pageantry is there. We see the imagery of black males and we see them on videos and whatnot, but rarely are the narratives taken into consideration. And I think that Jay-Z is very unique in that he's able to push a narrative in front of us through, the expression of his authenticity and vulnerability that really allows a unique access here, 11 albums deep.
It's also interesting for a guy to whom image has been so important. He's never had, sort of a classic hip-hop thug image so much, but he's been a clothing marketer and a huge marketer as well, so image has been important to his career.
Sure. No, absolutely. I think that, anytime you're going to make space and guerrilla your way into popular culture, imagery is going to be important. I think that what's coupled with that imagery is also very important and unique with respect to how Jay-Z has managed to frame himself and remain relevant over these past several years.
All right, you mentioned the death of autotune, which I want to bring up now. We want to listen to that a little bit. Sort of a dissonant track and syncopatic track from Jay-Z. Let's give it a listen.
Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track, let the story begin.
All right, that's the death of autotune. You watch the video, Jay-Z's blowing up those classic hip-hop symbols of gold ropes and stuff like that, and sweatsuits and everything. What do you think Jay-Z's going for here?
Well, I think clearly what he's going for there in kind of leaning on the imagery of classic hip-hop crystal bottles and most notably the audio tune mixing that allows for people to modulate their voices. I think that what he's trying to do is push against a lot of the popularization and the vanilla-ing of current hip-hop expressions, and what he seems to be talking about in this particular narrative is kind of bringing it back to the authenticity of pushing against, of being, kind of a clarion call for what's going on with marginalized youth and whatnot. And then he's also talking about, gangster hard thuganism.
He takes a swipe at T-Pain, I think, in that track. Is he taking a swipe at like Lil Wayne and people like that who use sort of a vocoder kind of autotune type of synthesis in their voices and sort of that vinylization you're talking about?
I think that what he's doing more than anything, I mean, certainly he has said that he wasn't really looking at T-Pain in particular or Lil Wayne or Kanye West, who executive produced the current album, The Blueprint 3, that he wasn't taking a swipe at individuals who are using it in an artistic artistic way. What he is saying is that if everybody who's putting out an album has the vocoder on them, then it becomes, you know, what's unique about it. So I think he's all about it. It appears that he's all about artistic expression. I think that this turn that he takes on the Blueprint 3 and previously, quite frankly, on Kingdom Come, looks at him as pushing the genre of hip hop closer and closer to music that's more acceptable and mainstream.
You know, as a political guy myself, a political journalist, but also a music lover, I've been amazed, especially with this album, having given it a listen last night and over the last couple of days, that Jay-Z has managed to keep that authenticity you're talking about, even while getting involved in politics to some degree. You know, he got close to the Obamas, was involved in the campaign, but hasn't really become sort of a commercial of himself in the process.
Right. He's managed not to become a commercial or a caricature of himself. And I think that also speaks to the authenticity, which we referenced early on. You know, if you're able to kind of operate with some type of integrity and honesty, I think that it's interesting what he has been able to and what's suggested to others what they're able to do. You know, you're able to kind of hold on to what it is that you believe in. And as long as you do that, you can kind of be acceptable in different contexts.
Right.
So it's interesting to look at his personality.
Well, the President of the United States has heard the track Dirt Off Your Shoulder. Apparently it's on his iPod. Let's give the President a listen here real quick.
So I understand it. And when you're running for the presidency, then you've got to expect it. And, you know, you've just got to kind of let it, you know, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do.
You got to get that dirt off your shoulder. Just to describe some of the audio that you heard, the president, when he's just brushing his shoulder. You got to brush it off your shoulder. I remember the president seeing Jay-Z on stage and giving him that little brush.
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, that's amazing. I mean, you bring that into the popular space and that's something that's televised and, you know, he's visually name checked and all that. And I think that, you know, it shows an access that an individual is able to gain with power, you know, an access to power. And seeing him, you know, at the inauguration with his huge fuzzy fur hat on and all that kind of stuff, that stuff makes a difference to folks who have followed him over these years and has seen somebody go from the proverbial rags to riches.
All right. Jay-Z's new album is called The Blueprint 3. David Wall Rice is author of the book I Ain't No Joke, Identity Negotiations Through the Narratives of Hip-Hop Lyricism. David, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.